One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Manhattan's East Village, nestled between graffiti-tagged walls and the timeless grit of New York City, sits a restaurant that feels like stepping into the mind of Tim Burton himself. Beetle House NYC is a celebration of the strange, the whimsical, and the morbidly creative, a place where it's always Halloween and the cocktails come with a side of macabre. But for all the theatrics, there's a chill that lingers a little too long, a whisper that carries a little too clearly, and shadows that move in ways the human body never could. At first glance, it's all part of the performance. The gothic decor, the Jack Skellington murals, the servers dressed like they stepped out of a dream or a nightmare. But dig a little deeper and you'll find stories that no lighting technician or costume designer can explain. Staff members report being watched while alone. Guests speak of voices in empty rooms and figures in antique mirrors. And then there's the gentleman, a recurring apparition who seems to have nothing to do with Burton and everything to do with something older and colder. So is Beetle House just another immersive dining experience gone viral, or has something else taken up residence inside its haunted walls, something not on the menu? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. If the present, few places stand out quite like Beetle House NYC. From the outside, the restaurant looks like a dark curiosity, a boutique of shadows tucked into a historic street in Manhattan's East Village. But on the inside, you're stepping into a waking dream straight out of the mind of a cinematic master of the macabre. Beetle House was born in 2016, the brainchild of entrepreneur Zach Neal. His goal? Create a space that celebrated the darker side of art and film, particularly the hauntingly iconic works of Tim Burton. Movies like Beetlejuice, Corpse Bride, and Sweeney Todd inspired every detail. From the twisted decor to the eerily clever cocktails, the menu played with puns, the lighting was dim and mysterious, an eerie piano music danced just below the clatter of dinner plates. It wasn't just a restaurant, it was an atmosphere, a show. But while Neal designed Beetle House with a theatrical flair, what followed was anything but scripted. The East Village has always carried a certain energy. Beneath its indie bookstores and hole-in-the-wall music venues, the neighborhood holds centuries of pain, protest, and history. Originally settled by Dutch colonists, this area of Manhattan evolved into a hub for immigrants, artists, and outsiders. During the 1800s, it was a tenement jungle, a place where life was cheap and the dead didn't always stay quiet. Legends abound of ghosts seen wandering through Tompkins Square Park, and there are more than a few basements in this part of the city where the temperature drops without explanation. In the days of Prohibition, speakeasies lined the side streets, often doubling as gambling dens, or worse, crime scenes and spiritualists, seances and secret societies. If the streets could talk, they'd speak in whispers. And then there's 308 East 6th Street, the very building Beetle House now occupies. Property records show this small building has passed through many hands. In the early 20th century, it housed a small tailor shop. By mid-century, it had become a quiet bar with a smoky piano lounge. Patrons came and went, but over time, some owners claimed odd occurrences. Cash registers opening on their own, ceiling fixtures rattling without movement, and an ever-present sense of being watched. Minor inconveniences, easily brushed off in a city filled with creaky old structures. But something changed when Beetle House took over. From the day the restaurant opened, staff noticed things that didn't feel like part of the set design. One bartender described it as a presence, not evil, but observant. It was subtle at first, a shadow that didn't align with anyone in the room. A cold draft in a sealed booth, dishes clinking when the restaurant was closed and silent. Then came the whispering. Several staff members reported hearing voices, not full conversations, but a few unmistakable words. One server claimed she heard her name, whispered right behind her ear, only to turn and find no one there. A dishwasher refused to close alone after repeatedly hearing tapping on the back door, which opens into a dead-end alley no one can access without triggering the security alarm. The alarm, by the way, never went off. Guests, too, began reporting their own strange experiences. One man left a Yelp review joking about how someone in costume had stood too close behind him in the bathroom mirror. The kicker? Staff confirmed there were no costumed actors near the restroom at the time. As these stories began to trickle into the open, many assumed they were part of the Beetle House gimmick. After all, what better place for a haunting than a restaurant inspired by Beetlejuice? But the employees weren't laughing. They started making rules. No one closed alone. The back corner near the bar was dubbed the cold seat. Guests frequently asked to be moved from it, citing a draft that management couldn't locate. Staff took to calling the presence the gentleman, though no one could agree on where the name originated. To those more grounded in science, there are easy explanations. The building is old. Drafts can feel like unseen movement. Poor insulation makes temperatures drop quickly. Lighting, designed to cast dramatic shadows, can easily play tricks on the mind. And let's not forget, this is a restaurant built around horror and fantasy. When you dine under skull-shaped sconces and sip a cocktail called the Headless Horseman, your brain may be primed to expect something eerie. That's psychology. It's called suggestion. Dr. Angela Marin, a cognitive psychologist at New York University, weighed in on cases like this in a local interview. She noted that environments like Beetle House can heighten sensory awareness and lead to false positives, interpreting creaks, flickers, and reflections as something more ominous, simply because the surroundings tell you it's possible. In her words, when you expect ghosts, your mind is more likely to see ghosts. Add to that the wine and cocktails served by the gallon, and you've got a recipe for imaginative storytelling. Still, for many employees, the explanations don't add up. Not when multiple people, sober, skeptical, and in broad daylight, describe the exact same figure. Not when electrical surges knock out lights in just one section of the bar. Not when cell phone videos capture the impossible. Whether it's perception or paranormal, one thing is certain. Something or someone is unsettling the space at Beetle House. And as the reports continued to mount, the mystery only deepened. It started with whispers, shadows, and the occasional cold chill. But over time, the strange energy inside Beetle House, NYC, began to ramp up. What was once easily dismissed as theatrical ambiance or sensory suggestion turned into something far more personal and far more unnerving. One night in late 2018, a bartender named Lena was closing up after a particularly busy Friday. She was alone, counting the till behind the bar, when she heard it. Her name, not shouted, not spoken, but breathed. Lena turned fast, expecting to find a coworker playing games, but the restaurant was empty. Moments later, every candle in the room, some electric, some real, flickered out in unison. The electrical ones buzzed faintly before cutting off completely. She left the register open and didn't return until morning. This wasn't an isolated event. Servers started reporting phenomena that didn't seem tied to any Halloween prop or planned ambiance. One waiter watched a full glass of water slide 4 inches across a polished table without any tilt, slope, or visible cause. Guests seated nearby saw it too. A hostess described hearing a sobbing voice coming from the men's restroom. When she entered, the sound stopped. The stall doors were all open. The room was completely empty. And then came the gentleman. He wasn't part of the theme. No character in any Tim Burton film matched the description. Tall, pale, dressed in dark, old-fashioned clothing. He didn't belong behind the bar, among the servers, or in the cast of performers that occasionally added flair to the night. He wasn't supposed to exist, but he did, at least according to more than a dozen staff accounts. The gentleman was most often spotted in reflective surfaces, mirrors, glass, even polished steel. People would catch a glimpse of him just over their shoulder, only to turn around and find no one there. Some saw him standing in corners, unmoving. One employee claimed she saw him on the stairwell, nodding slightly before vanishing, and when staff compared notes, the details matched. Always the same posture, always the same eerie calm. A pattern began to form. Most incidents occurred after closing or during lulls in service. Most happened near the back corridor leading to the bathrooms or in the corner booth, often left vacant. And most involved cold, unshakable feelings, followed by electrical disturbances or objects falling without explanation. Word got around, as it always does. In 2019, a local paranormal investigation group called Spectre Seekers NYC reached out to the management. They'd heard rumors from ex-staff and believed Beetle House might be home to something more than decor. Surprisingly, the owners agreed to let them in after hours. Their investigation didn't turn up any poltergeist flinging dishes or ghostly figures walking through walls, but it wasn't exactly uneventful. EMF detectors lit up, especially near the bathrooms and bar. One member claimed to feel a deep pressure on her chest as she stood in the cold booth corner. They asked aloud, "Who's here with us?" and received a faint whisper on a digital recorder, too soft to make out, but enough to raise eyebrows. The audio was later uploaded to their YouTube channel with the caption, "We weren't alone." Soon after, guests began sharing their own eerie encounters. A woman celebrating her birthday posted on TikTok in 2022, showing what she thought was a funny moment, a glass that flipped off a tray by itself. Her phone caught the sound, the reactions, and a strange light distortion just before the incident. The video exploded overnight, with millions of views and users debating whether it was a trick of the lens or a sign from something unseen. Another guest reported the sensation of hands around their ankles while seated, cold, firm pressure under the table. When they looked down, nothing was there. The manager on duty that night said he'd heard it before. He called it the touch, and said guests at that same table had mentioned it more than once. And then came the mirrors. A couple claimed that, while taking a selfie in the ornate mirror near the bar, they captured something unexpected. In the photo behind them was a blurry figure in black, too solid to be a smudge, too human to be a trick of the light. They shared it with staff, who filed it away among other curious guest submissions. It wasn't proof, but it was something. With each story, Beetle House's reputation grew. What began as a spooky dining experience was quickly becoming known as one of Manhattan's most haunted restaurants, but not everyone believed. Skeptics argued that the reports were part of the marketing, clever way to blend fact and fiction. After all, Beetle House thrived on eerie atmosphere. If guests thought the place was haunted, wouldn't that just increase bookings? Wouldn't a haunted reputation bring more press, more parties, more curiosity? But the staff disagreed. The discomfort they described wasn't theatrical. It wasn't fun. It was exhausting. Several longtime employees eventually transferred or quit entirely, citing the stress of unexplained encounters they could no longer rationalize. Some refused to talk about it publicly. Others left anonymous reviews on forums like Reddit, confirming the strange occurrences, but warning others not to take the job lightly. What is really happening inside Beetlehouse NYC? Some believe the building holds residual energy, emotional echoes from previous lives and deaths, that perhaps some tenant, long forgotten, still lingers in the walls, in the mirrors, in the spaces between. Others suspect intelligent hauntings, that the gentleman is real, aware, and choosing to show himself only when he pleases. And then there are those who believe in neither. They say it's confirmation bias, power of suggestion, a case of environment-driven expectation where the spooky decor, the dim lights, and the sinister soundtrack all create the illusion of a haunting. That once you hear about the gentleman, you'll see him too, because you're looking. But even those hardened skeptics often go silent when shown the mirror photo or the video of the toppling glass or the guest who felt cold hands brush the back of her neck while waiting for dessert. There's no official ghost tour at Beetlehouse, no haunted back room with warnings posted outside. But if you ask the right server on the right night, they might tell you about the candle that won't stay lit, about the shadow that lingers too long near the kitchen door, or the night the sound system played music when it had been powered off. It's not part of the theme. It's something else. And if you stay long enough, maybe you'll meet him too. So what do we make of all this? A themed restaurant in Manhattan inspired by Tim Burton's surreal, spooky films, dark lighting, gothic decor, the kind of place where every shadow looks like it's about to wink at you. Of course people think it's haunted. That's half the charm, isn't it? And yet, even the most well-crafted atmosphere can't make candles blow out on cue. It can't whisper your name in an empty room. And it certainly can't explain why so many people, independent of one another, keep seeing the same figure, the gentleman with his old world wardrobe and his tendency to appear just long enough to be doubted. Psychologists talk about expectation bias, that when we anticipate the extraordinary, we sometimes create it in our own minds. But in this case, it seems the phenomena didn't follow the anticipation. The anticipation followed the phenomena. Staff began whispering about oddities before the ghost stories ever went public. Guests felt the cold spots before reading about them online. And the mirror photos, well, they speak for themselves. But even if none of it is supernatural, that doesn't make it any less real. Fear, curiosity, and belief all have power. They shape our experiences, fuel our memories, and blur the line between what we see and what we think we saw. Beetlehouse might just be a well-designed tribute to Burton's cinematic nightmares, or it might be a thin veil over something much older, something waiting in the corners of New York's ever-haunted past in a city built on stories. Maybe this one refuses to stay quiet. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.